Richard Seymour joins us here.
There we go.
How are you?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
Doing great.
I don't know if he would describe
it as... Now, let's describe the outfit. It's nice and... you tell the viewers what you have on here?
Well, you know, I got a little...
Nice ensemble?
What I have here, Richard, I borrowed a little money from Seymour, and I kind of splurged for a little cashmere sweater here. Got a little shirt. Got a
absolutely,
little...
Yeah.
Cufflinks.
Little
on. Cufflinks
absolutely.
Now.
You know what that means, Richard? He's got TV work later. That's what all that means.
I shake your hand and say congratulations.
Hey, man. Hey, yeah, listen.
Absolutely.
Listen.
Yeah.
Best day of my life.
Absolutely.
Best day of my life by far.
I concur.
And it's I've been in awe the entire time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I meant to say this to you, Dale. And if Teddy were here, I'd say it to him too. Because, you know what I found is I didn't even realize I was doing this. I was just kind of like picking stuff from fathers that I know. And like you know what? I saw the way he dealt with his son.
Right.
Or I saw the way he dealt with his daughter. You know what? I'm going to put that in my back pocket, and I'll use that one day. But and seriously, you guys are great fathers, both of you. Mm-hmm. I remember when you brought your son,
absolutely,
RJ, to
right.
the studio and
to
just how well-behaved he was.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, that's parenting right there. and when your kids come to the studio, they're extremely – they say Mr. Holly,
right.
which I don't want them to
yeah.
say, but they do.
Yeah.
Now, his daughter takes his wallet, though. She takes his wallet.
Oh, and your kids don't take yours, all right?
She takes his wallet and goes on the Internet and, you know, okay. does some things.
Absolutely.
But, no, it's good.
Yeah.
I really want to I appreciate you guys now that I'm going through it in the early stages. I really appreciate what great fathers you are.
One of the most outstanding responsibilities that you have in life, is to be a father. That's a true honor in my book, and you know, something that I take very seriously, more than you know probably anything else that I take.
Definitely.
So, yeah.
Even more than football.
Oh, way more than football.
to be called a great father or a great football player, I mean, I'm sure, you know, great father. Yeah. That's what you
no
want.
Oh, no question. You'd rather be all-pro dad than all-pro player.
Yeah.
No question.
Well, let's talk about football for a minute, because I thought overall, defensively, you guys had a spectacular game yesterday from start to finish.
Yeah, I thought, you know, in the first half, you know, we were able to get off the field on third down and force them into, you know, some situations where, you know, they find themselves looking for answers. And, you know, it's always good to start off fast in a big game. You know, like I said early on in the week, you know, Coach Belichick kind of challenged us and said, hey, you know, this is the biggest game of the year, and I need you to play well. So, you know, I think as a player, you know, you kind of take it as a personal challenge as well to bring, you know, something to the table to help your football team win. And, you know, I thought it was important for us to get off to a good start. You know, we were able to do that. And that's what we're going to need come down the stretch. You know, I thought, you know, in the second half we didn't play much because the offense kept the ball control. So, you know, I thought all the way around the board it was a big win for us.
Is this a fair point or a fair question? To me, I watched you yesterday, and I said, it looks like Seymour is having the most fun he's had in like 3 or 4 years. Are you having more fun this year than you have?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, you know, because the last 2 years, I mean, it was work, you know, because, I mean, I mentally had to be on the top of my game because physically, you know, I wasn't able to perform like I know I could. And, you know, so now just being able to put it all together, you know, mentally and physically, I'm able just to go out and relax and have fun and not to try so hard. But, you know, I had to do so much mentally, and it was just a stressful situation. Just mentally, you know, you can do something, but physically you wasn't able to get the job done. And, you know, just to be able to put it all together now, it definitely feels good. And like I said, I think, you know, come down the stretches when we're going to need it most.
I know nobody appreciates 9-minute drives more than those guys on the defense.
No
but
question.
How do you stay loose when you're sitting over there all that time?
Well, you know, we're fortunate to have the heated benches on the sideline. So, you know, but hey, you know, hats off to those guys. I thought the offensive line did a great job, and you know, as far as blocking there, you know, penetrating defensive front, you know, with a teammate of mine, Marcus Stroud, out there, and you know, they. And also Kawika Mitchell. So, what more can you say about the guys up front? I call them law firm, Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, and, you know, So anytime, you know, the offense can take the ball control, and move down the field methodically like they did, throwing, passing, whatever needed to be done to make the plays to stay on the field, I thought it was awesome.
You mentioned Marcus Stroud. I'm not going to ask you how a team could have two top 15 picks.
I already know. I don't want to get into it. Next question.
I mean, in Georgia, they had Seymour. They got Marcus Stroud. Did you have Champ on the team, too?
How did you ever lose a game?
You know what? I always get that question.
Did you have Terrell Davis? No, you didn't have Terrell Davis.
No, Terrell wasn't there. But, I mean, we had a star-studded defense. I mean, it was myself, Marcus Stroud, Charles Grant, who went down in New Orleans. I mean, Jonathan Sullivan, which really didn't pan out too much in the league, but he was the sixth pick in the draft. You had Boss Bailey. You had Kendrell Bell when he was the linebacker. Rookie of the year.
Yep.
Champ Bailey.
So I got to go back to the question.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Come on now. Throw somebody under the bus.
No.
Man, that offense had to have been awful down there.
Anyway, okay.
Absolutely.
You don't want to talk about that. Yeah, SEC is tough, I guess.
SEC is tough.
Okay,
no
there we
question.
Go. That's
yeah,
a nice yeah, way of putting
that's
it.
That's what it was.
Do you stay in touch with guys you went to college with? And what's it like to play with somebody in college and then to see them at the different level in the pros?
Well, you know, I always think about that. And I think playing in major college football, you do see, especially in the SEC, you see a lot of guys that you played with in college and also played against in college, you know, in the NFL. You know, I think the SEC has probably the most guys in the NFL more than any other conference in collegiate football. So just to see the guys on this level and see the progress that they have made over the course of time.
So much time. Still can't believe it.
I already know.
Got three Super Bowl rings. You should have a national championship.
Yeah, national championship would have been good to go.
You know, Stroud, but you see the interview with Stroud said he wanted to take. He said, you know, Seymour's got three rings,
he's coming to knock me over. That's what he said.
You know, I always knew Marshawn Lynch was a strong guy and a pretty tough guy.
Mm-hmm.
There was a play yesterday where Vince is on his back,
yeah,
and he's carrying Vince for about 3 yards. I'm thinking, I know Vince a little bit. He's a fairly large man.
And
Marshawn's carrying him.
Yeah, no question. I think, you know, you see the guy on film and you have a lot of respect for him because he makes a lot of moves and he's a strong runner. But once you see him in person, see him live, you know, it's one of those things where when you see him up close and personal and play against him, it's a lot faster and a lot stronger than he looked on film. So, you know, I think he's going to be a good runner in this league for a long time.
I just wonder for you guys, when you're dealing with the back, I can imagine at the start of the game,
mm-hmm,
even though you know, we played Marshawn Lynch last year. We played him twice. I remember how he was.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a little something that maybe that first hit to remember, okay, this is how fast this guy is. This is mm-hmm how strong that guy is. Does it work like that? You got to get into a rhythm and just hit him once just to remember what type of energy and ferocity you have to bring
against
him?
Absolutely. I think you have to know, you know, one of the famous saying when Coach Romeo Crennel was here, he was like, hey, you have to know your ability. And you have to know the ability of the guy who you're playing against as well.
Right.
And, you know, we definitely know his ability. I mean, he's an outstanding player. And, you know, I think, you know, different guys in this league bring different things. Some guys, you know, if you get them, it doesn't take a lot to bring them down. But some guys, it's hard to even get them. You know what I mean? And, you know, LT's one of those guys. And, you know, Lynch is more of a power type back that can run in between the tackles.
What does the short week mean for you this week?
Well, it's definitely a quick turnaround. You know, we have to do a lot as far as taking care of our bodies, you know, ice tub, cold tubs, you know. After the game yesterday, you know, it was myself and several other guys in the cold tub. You know, you saw a lot of guys, you know, getting treatment, and that's definitely what we're going to need, you know, in this short week. But one thing I can say, it's going to be fair. I mean, they have to play on the short week as well. So, and then they have to travel. They travel up here. So, I mean, which is a short flight anyway, but, you know, it's a fair, even playing ground.
Do you remember what it was like the last time? Because you played in that Thanksgiving game. Mm-hmm. You played probably a couple Thanksgiving games, but one in 2002.
Yeah, we had the red jerseys on.
Yeah,
absolutely.
In Detroit.
Uh-huh.
You played the week, the Sunday before. What was that like preparation-wise, and then how did your body feel after you went through those two games?
Well, to be honest with you, I really don't even remember the week leading up to that, so I guess
so fast it was a blur.
yeah, you're right. But I don't think we had pads on it. You know what? I think you know, guys can adjust. You know, obviously, it's a reason you have only 16 games in the National Football League, because it's a grueling, grinding, physical, very physical, demanding on your body. And, you know, anytime you have a short week, I think it's more of a it's mental, but it's also physical. You have to, you know, let your body bounce back. And, you know, as far as, like I said, you know, it's going to be important that we do the little things this week as far as massages and taking care of your body. And hopefully the preparation throughout the year as far as weight training and, you know, things like that is going to, you know, be imperative this week.
And that offense helped you too.
Absolutely. Like I said, I only think I probably played 10 plays in the second half. So.
Nothing wrong with that, is
absolutely.
There?
Absolutely. I'm not complaining.
As long as you're not playing them because somebody's mad at you.
Now, we'll have to see how the offensive line feels this week on the show.
They might feel different than you. Yeah.
No question.
Good to
no
see
question.
You again, Richard. Congratulations on the win.
All right.
Richard Seymour joining us here on Sports Radio WEEI.